two North Florida counties, Jackson and Calhoun, returned to school this week, and the district superintendents both described a challenging road to recovery when it came to getting classrooms ready.
Every campus had some level of roof damage on buildings. We have five schools, and every campus had some amount of roof damage.
That's Calhoun County Superintendent Ralph Yoder. Calhoun County's elementary school took particularly bad damage and water intrusion. Yoder says the district is housing first through fifth grade on other campuses for now.
It's taken some creative thinking to make this work, but it's been a team effort, and I'm very thankful for that.
Yoder says the schools are, for the most part, fully staffed. In his words, he marvels at his staff's ability to bounce back.
Whenever I saw the carnage after the storm and the things that we were facing, I would not have put a date that we would have been started back in on November 1st.
And some of the same creativity involved in getting kids back to school safely is applied in making sure the transition isn't too rough on families.
We do not want homework sent home until all power is on. We feel like that would be an unreasonable thing to do.
That's Jackson County Superintendent Larry Moore. In the week leading up to school's reopening, he was trying to ensure students got an extra chance to eat.
Currently have free lunches and free breakfasts, and met with some USDA representatives Monday, and we're looking into an evening, afternoon and evening snack and feeding type program where we can assist even more with nutrition.
Most public schools in Bay County, home to hard-hit Panama City, are set to reopen Monday. Others, the district says, are to be open no later than the following week. To house all students, some schools are having to split schedules. For instance, Arnold High School and Surfside Middle School are sharing the middle school's campus. Arnold High students will occupy the school from 7 in the morning until noon, and then Surfside Middle holds classes from 1 in the afternoon until 6 in the evening. Fielding many questions from parents on social media, the district posted some answers to frequent inquiries, like, "My child is going to middle school and will be getting off the bus and walking home in the dark. What can I do?" The district says it will be changing some of its bus routes to cut down on walking distance and providing reflective gear for bus riders. Like many counties battered by the storm, Bay had some damage to its buses. But out-of-county acts of kindness, like a donation of 20 buses from Pasco County Schools, have helped them get a plan in place. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Ryan Daly.